For the purpose of critique, review, education, and positiveness, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's time for Magic Monkey Mania number 37.
You know, that's a weird number, 37.
Why is there... Do you remember being 37?
Yes, because you know why? Because you're halfway... thinking your life's over at 40.
Yeah.
But it's just like, well, okay, things speed up. And now as you get 47, you're like, I wish I could go back to 37 and slow things down.
I wish I could go back and redo some, push the do-over button.
Exactly.
But at the same time, the torments and the things that came at that point in time, I don't want to do it.
Kind of like when you play touch football and everybody will go into, like interference.
Yeah.
It's like, eh.
Well, okay, Mickey and Mike are getting ready to do their tour together. Here's what's funny is Mike Nesmith said he's done, you know, back in 2016, said he's done with the Monkees. Monkees are over. But they're advertising this tour as the Monkees presents Mike Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz.
You know why? Because, like, when I went to a Fleetwood Mac show, I heard Lindsey Buckingham say it right. We all want to stop stuff, but when you find something that works, you rerun it into the ground, rerun it into the ground.
And do it
then
again.
When it doesn't work, start over.
Like Cher's on her fifth retirement tour.
Exactly. You know, or like the hair bands of the 80s have been playing for the last two decades.
Yes.
So we're living, I want my 80s.
Yes. So I thought for this podcast, I wanted to take some, because Mickey and Mike's voices really blend well together. And it's finally on the last album, Good Times, me and Magdalena and the Birth of the Accidental Hipster, they finally got two of them right. It was awesome.
I'm laughing inside because you got a haircut. You look like a scout leader.
I needed a haircut.
No, it looks good, but I'm waiting for the troops to come in. Like, you know, like you have your, where's the jamboree today? I just had to say that. Oh, my gosh.
I was a Cub Scout. So.
See, that's why you know. You fell in. I never was. That's why you look
this
like.
This haircut is low maintenance. That's what that is.
Hey, that's the best way, especially. We're coming up on a hot summer, so.
And the fact that I got all my hair and all my grade school friends from first grade, Eric, Steve, and Rio, they're missing a lot of hair.
That's why the women in certain businesses are chasing you. But that's another day.
That's another day. So I got five different things here. Going to start out with from the, this was 1986 when Rhino Records put out what they called Live 67. I remember buying the tape from Tower Records. It's a soundboard recordings from Combine that they culled together from Seattle, Portland, and Spokane, Washington shows in 1967. And this is The Girl I Knew Somewhere, the live version from 67. I think it's from Portland, because at the very beginning you hear Mickey go, Portland, thank you.
Wow.
So
Oregon's in the house.
And Mickey starts to sing it, and then Mike comes in. It's just a good blend of their voices together. Let's take it away.
As you look into her eyes, you see the beauty within. And you know that she was a girl that I knew somewhere.
Thank you.
Maybe, maybe I just can't take this chance again. My fingers are still burning from the last time. And if a lover was another game, I only have myself to blame. Taz, maybe I can explain this past. A girl I knew somewhere. And if a lover was another game, I only have myself to blame. Taz, maybe I can explain this past.
Thank you.
Okay, do you pick it up there what I mean with Mickey and Mike when they get their vocals going together?
That and the fact that you're looking at people who want to say, well, we're done. We have our own career, but the Monkees are so well established as a TV band and the show. You're never going to get that out of your system. We know that. So it's like you got to go with what's good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have my tickets yet for going down to Los Angeles, but I'm going to do it soon.
We'll get there.
I don't care if it's nosebleed section. Just to be in the house to see this. It's going to be worth it.
That's it.
Our second track. Okay, I got here is a kind of a rarity in the sense it was popular. Oh, this
did
is a
Mabel release something after her fall? Did she accidentally let it go? Or is she being spiteful and going to trap us in and don't give us anything?
No, I got I told her I needed something good from the archives.
Good, good, good.
And she gave it up. Because this one is it's so immaculately buried in the internet that a lot, if you're a Monkees fan from the 80s or the 60s, you probably had this on a tape somewhere in your past, but then it's just disappeared. It's not even a YouTube formatted video.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
And eventually, let's put it this way. When I found it, I made sure that I emailed it to myself so I would not lose the file.
Perfect.
So, Monkees on Tour. This is the Monkees episode number 32. It aired April 24th, 1967. They show concert scenes from when they did their Honolulu show. It was so drowned out that they had to go back into the studio and actually overdub some vocals over the live stuff that they recorded.
Who was the guy that was the famous guy? Don Ho.
Don Ho.
He was
Ho.
There.
Jim
I
Neighbors.
Remember the Brady Bunch special they did there.
Yeah.
They did Elvis Played Hawaii. Now
Jim Neighbors is from...
Okay, Jim Neighbors. Now you have Mickey and Mike doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, this... Hawaii must be the place.
Hawaii is kind of a place. Hey, if you're going to do Hawaii, why don't you go to Hawaii, right?
That's
right.
Never been there.
There was actually
an
episode of Sanford and Son that they go to Hawaii for a 2-hour special.
That's crazy.
But this is...
Have you been there?
Twice.
Oh, wow. Never
long time
been there
ago.
Once.
I want to go again. Want to go again so much. Anyway, so this is what's known as the Last Train to Clarksville overdub sessions. Nesmith is producing it, and Mickey's doing the vocal. This is the studio. I don't know how this ever got out. I wish more of it got out. You really can't find it, so...
Leave it to Mabel.
Take it out of the podcast. Here it is.
Take the last...
That's good.
Push it in, but then go. Hi, Bob.
Okay, we're going to take one, babe. Oh, you ready? Let's go. Okay, do it once more, but standing, lift the mic up and standing close to...
Hi, Shorty. How are you?
Well, I've one more.
again. Really rough. You trip.
I don't think we caught that on the recording. That was fine. Let's listen to that back.
There it is. The rarity that has been a long rarity. It got lost in the 80s, but we brought it back to the surface. New Monkey fans, have you ever heard that?
Wow. The 80s, 30 years got lost.
Yeah, I mean, because I had it on a cassette tape, but then to have my mom dig it out of the archives, presenting it to our listeners.
Pretty neat.
Our next one. They used to do the song called Daily Nightly. This is one of the songs that had the Moog synthesizer on it. And when they did the tour from 2013, they did a little skit, Mickey and Mike did, where Mike would say, well, I didn't have time to get the Moog synthesizer. Besides, it cost a lot of money, but I got a picture of it type thing. And where Mike did a voice effect where he was just basically playing around. And so I hope they do it on this next tour together.
Because that would be cool.
It's so funny. The audience just loved it. So here it is. Here's Daily Nightly from July 21st, 2013, from our nation's capital.
Michael Nesmith ever wrote. Speaks volumes about his psyche. But it also is distinctive because this is, to my knowledge, the first song that ever had a Moog synthesizer on it. First pop song that ever had a Moog synthesizer. The song is called Daily Nightly. And in honor of this auspicious occasion, I have had the lyrics printed in 24 karat gold because Mike Nesmith also said he was gonna get a Moog synthesizer for the show.
No. I know, I told him that. I said that to you, I know I told you that. I have not been able to get a Moog synthesizer. They're too expensive. There's not enough of them left. They're all piles of junk now. Some of them have turned into cars and lawnmowers. They're just not out there. However, I did get a picture of a Moog. And that actually is your Moog. I think I got it from...
And those are my dead house plants.
They are now. And so I'm going to...
My 24 karat gold lyrics here. I know.
I'm right there with you. And I'm going to cover you. I said I would...
How?
I said I would handle it. I'll handle it. I'll just do it. I said it. Just trust me. Follow me in here. I got you covered. I got your back. Front, I got your elbows. Got your shoulders. I got your this ear here. Not that.
Dark and rolling figures move through prisms of no color. Hand in hand they walk the night, but never know each other. Passion cast in neon lights light up the jewel traveler. Sometimes see phantasmagoric splendor. Pirouette down palsied paths, pennies for the vendor. Salvation pours for just the time it takes to pay the dancer. Anxious men fight questions but no answers.
Woo! I wouldn't worry about it. If he's just going to be a sourpuss, he's just going to be a sourpuss.
It was good.
That's my girl.
Tell you what, that was really, really good effects. It was like you're watching a human, one of those Moog synthesizers. That was
yes,
cool.
He did a real good job
yes,
of
he
it.
Did.
And I mean, there's a lot of that's from a YouTube video. There's not many of them out there that you can actually zoom in and see what Nesmith is doing and actually has good audio. And that's what the song sounds like.
And I love it how they put their 60s playing the piano in the background.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, that's Mickey and Mike working together. It's just one of my favorites. All right, our fourth track for the Magic Monkey Mania number 37. I think this is your favorite song from the Good Times album, Me and Magdalena.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Here it is. This is what's known as version one from the album. Magdalena, why do you like that song so much? Why?
Because, like you say, it reminds you of just peaceful times with a good soul, maybe your family, some good friends, just
yeah.
like a peaceful
Don't get me wrong. I don't hate the song.
Yeah, I just like it. Just, it just reminds me different.
You know, I think it was just neat on Good Times that you had either Me or Magdalena or you had Birth of an Accidental Hipster.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is a song I just dig because it's... I sound like I'm from the 60s.
Yeah.
I just dig it,
just
man.
Just dig it, man.
Not to bury it, but dig it.
Groovy.
It's cool. It's gnarly. So, which is number five, the last track for the Magic Monkey Mania. Birth of the Accidental Hipster, live from Mesa, Arizona, September 15th, 2016. Now, what's neat about these two concerts is Peter Tork had a family emergency he had to go away with. They were still out 4 or 5 days before Nesmith was going to join them at the Pantage Theater for the last show of the tour. Nesmith stepped in and joined Mickey on stage in both shows in Arizona, which was pretty proper because it's the first time ever that the duo of them two got together like that, which I think was kind of a forerunner from what we're going to see. But at the same time, I'm surprised nobody's released and put together a video bootleg or audio of the two shows from Mesa. I wish I had the time to do it, but I haven't had the time to do it.
Just maybe out there somewhere buried. You never know.
I haven't found it yet. It's buried in bits and pieces, but anyway, here's Birth of the Accidental Hipster live.
I'm on our road down so far ahead.
angels all sing along. It's late and I'm scared, so please don't be long. I'm still not sure where I come from.
Birth of the Accidental Hipster. I don't know. I mean, to me, Rhino should have released that as a last single because they were getting ready to go on the tour to Australia. Maybe they could have done a live, recorded it live from the Arizona thing and put it out on vinyl.
Or is that in the works? Something we don't know about, really.
Record Who store knows? Day's coming, but I doubt it. Anyway, Mickey and Mike, their tour together is coming up, but as Mike says, well, it's not really the Monkees, it's just advertised that way. No, no, Mike, it's the Monkees. You're in our brains, you're in our blood, you're in our cells, you're in every fiber of our being as fans.
And that's how we're going to end the podcast. Monkees.